Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD, joined by the legendary Dan Rourke.
I'm Dan Rourke. Bro, I gotta say, I enjoy and appreciate the intro song like more and more each time I listen to it. It's a good intro song. Like, gets you in the mood. Like, I'm feeling better now.
Got like the two different versions. That one's like the extra chill.
I was gonna say, okay, so that one is different than the ones I've heard in the past. Yeah, the first one I heard it played.
We have this one too.
Right. Right, because I remember when I first heard it today, I was like, it sounds a little bit different. I like this one too, but they're the same.
They're both good, and they have the same guts to them.
Same guts. Is that like a professional musical term?
No.
The guts?
It's just me.
Just you. Happy late birthday, by the way. I've already said it to you probably three times, but.
I appreciate it. Was the birthday last week. Dan, I'll remind you, on this show, we will go over the lineup. We will go over the Yankees' pitching path to victory.
Yes, master.
We will do the homer draft.
Okay.
We'll pick an over-under.
Sounds good.
We'll give our premonitions.
Premonitions. That's always my tough spot, but yeah. I'm there for it.
And then we will stand up.
We will stand up. Word, I'm getting the hang of this. It's been a couple weeks since I was last on, but no, I'm down for all that, bro. Sounds good to me. It's a date.
Have you checked out the Yankees lineup today?
I have checked it out. I got it right in front of me. You want me to give my thoughts on it? Not yet.
Do you want to tell the people what it is first, or should I?
Oh,
or?
You should tell them. I'm not too good at the reading stuff. That's fine. I can read.
You can read.
I can read, but it's like the reading aloud.
It's never been a different thing.
It's one of those things like when I was back in school and I was asked, like, I was called on to read.
I hated reading to the class.
Yeah, and I always feel like the teacher knew that.
It's like,
so
I was a good reader too. But
it's like, I knew how to read, but it was just reading aloud.
I'm
like,
good at reading, I swear.
Yeah. For real, that's what I'm
sweaty. I'm a teen.
Facts.
DJ LeMay is leading off and DHing. Aaron Judge back in center field.
First time
starting in center in a while.
Is that right?
I think he got into center field in Boston, but he didn't start that game there. Rizzo back at first base, batting third. Giancarlo Stanton is in right field. He is batting fourth. Gleyber Torres is the second baseman, batting fifth. Josh Donaldson batting sixth over at third base. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is the shortstop, batting seventh. Kyle Higashioka is in today instead of Jose Trevino. And Joey Gallo starting in left field again. Luis Severino's on the bump.
If we don't win this game, season's over. Just kidding.
Kind of.
But I would have liked to have seen...
Win today.
Yes, win today for sure. Let me know how you feel about this. I wouldn't have minded... I mean... Yeah, no, I would have liked Carpenter over Gallo.
I thought, so tonight for the Reds, they have...
I know it's a lefty.
Like, minus, yeah, either way.
Yeah.
And Hicks is out.
That's the only thing that makes me feel a little bit... No, they haven't IL'd him, and I know his x-rays were negative or whatever.
Yeah.
But the only reason I like, was kind of hesitant when I said it is, like, I guess if Hicks isn't playing, that's when you want to at least try to get Gallo as many at-bats as possible.
Yeah.
So... I kind of understand from that point, but like Carpenter, I mean, when was the last time he started? He was in the lineup yesterday. I don't think he was in there the finale in Boston.
I think you're right. Let me see if...
I think it's at least been a little while, unless my memory's not serving me well. That's really my only gripe. I mean, besides that, like, obviously, no matter what, you're always going to prefer Trevino over Higgy. I'm not sure what the deals with that, like, what their rest situation has been. So I kind of just... I assume that Trevino probably needed a day, so that's fine.
They both have histories of success against Mike Minor, Gallo, and Carpenter.
How about the year Mike Minor's having, by the way? He's fallen off. Like, I mean, I'm not sure what the situation was the last couple of years, but I remember, like, in 19, he was pretty good.
Like, I think he was the one I, like, wanted the most in, I believe it would have been 2019.
Yeah.
When he was Rangers trade dead.
That was the year they, like, dropped the pop-up so he could get to 200 Ks. Remember that? It was like the final game. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But he's since then, I guess he's fallen off. Year. He's like, what, like a 6'6 year, right? So.
Yeah, he had an incredible 2019 juice ball year, 3.59 ERA. Since then, he's been ERAs in the fives since then.
And that's the thing. I feel like no matter what the lineup is today, and this is why I'm not going to complain too much really about anything, because it's like, I mean, granted, we came off a bad loss last night, so having the A lineup would have been ideal, but like no matter what, we should win today.
Should win today, and I think Sevy will get to the pitching path to victory. I think he's going to shove tonight. Are you watching for anything specific? What to watch for? I believe I missed when I listed out what happens on this show.
I could go for a Judge homer. You only had one on the road trip, and we're now, what, five games until the All-Star break, I believe? Three against Boston, and at least the last two against Cincinnati. So, I don't know, just some little things, like 2017 going to the break. He had 30 homers. I would like him to be, even though the games isn't necessarily the same from how many games were pre-All-Star break in 17 to now, but I'd like him to be like ahead of his 2017 pace, and I want him to get back to approach. And I assume he's below 61 now. I think he's like probably on pace for like 58-ish.
Yeah, probably.
So like, I just want to see that get picked back up again before the break.
Yeah, if nothing else, and he's just sat a couple of games, which probably knocked him off pace too, but he can get hot in a hurry.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, besides that, Donaldson, I don't know how he did yesterday, but he's been hitting well, so like you just kind of want to see that continue. I know he had that, I think it was called an RBI single, that like where just dropped in front of Senzel, but yeah, so Donaldson, hope he stays hot, and yeah, I feel like that's kind of it. Judge go deep, Donaldson stay hot, and should be good enough to win.
Yeah. I've got my eyes on the 8 and 9 spot. Gallo, history of success against Mike Minor. It was a different Mike Minor. Is when he was better. Yeah. And it was also a different Gallows when he was better. So I don't know what to fully do with that. Kind of the same thing when I was seeing the Matt Carpenter stats against him. It's different Mike Minor. It's a very different Matt Carpenter.
Do you think there's any chance? I don't fully know what to do with any. Like, where do you think Gallo? I mean, he's obviously like not going to be in any like October lineups, you figure. But like, what is it like post August 2nd, which I think is the trade deadline this year? Like, do you think he's on the team? Do you think he's like any chance of being like,
I think they flip him somewhere. Like some team.
Just to like get him off the roster and not lose him for nothing, I guess, right? Because they're really not going to be able to get anything back, I assume.
I don't think
right?
anything crazy. Like you can get lucky on the prospect you get back, but I don't think there's anything we'd brag about.
Yeah. I just wonder what team would even give up like a bum prospect for him? Like
AJ Preller with the Padres is always brought up because he was with the Rangers when they drafted Gallo. He's always been a Gallo guy. I think they pushed for him last year.
Because that's the thing. It's like the way I think about it is, like, wondering which team would want him, because, like, all right, if he's a rental, then obviously it'd be a contender that would want him. But then also, like, why would a contender want him? Unless you really just think it's a can't play in New York thing, which I do believe that's like a factor.
And maybe it's a team that is interested in signing him in the offseason. Get to taste him a little bit.
Yeah.
It could be like the earlier this week or last week, the Rangers rumors got involved, where it's like they might want him back, especially since he'd be essentially for free and they know him and he might be comfortable and they might want to just bring him back in general.
I could see that.
Especially since his contract is going to be smaller than maybe people thought it would have been 6 months
probably
ago.
Probably just be a 1 year, I guess, at this point.
He probably takes a 1 year thing and hopes to rebuild it.
And that's one of his, he was headed towards like maybe 100 mil. Not to get too off track, sorry.
No. And the other one that's interesting that I don't think would happen now is the Phillies. I don't think it'll happen now. But when Harper first went down, there was some talk like Phillies could use a spark, maybe just a change of scenery gets him hot. At minimum, he shores up their defense. But they've been playing a good brand of baseball, and Harper will be back at some point.
It's a thought.
So I don't. But so there's enough teams there that somebody will have to give up. Something. I think they can pull off a trade, and I don't see him being on the Yankees after that date, but you never know.
I'm with you.
But yeah, my eyes are on him and Higgy, both interested in watching them against a lefty. Higgy, that's kind of when he gets some pop going.
Yeah.
And Gallo, just we haven't seen him start against a lefty in forever.
That'll be interesting. Did you seeing him in center last night?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't like the circumstances in which we got there, but I've been wanting to see him get in center. For a little bit.
Yeah.
He had that one running play in the gap. I was like, why haven't we tried this?
It's been when like he a like full year. Kind of almost came close to colliding with was it Marwin and left, I think, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Called off Marwin.
Yeah.
I would have liked Carpenter to be involved tonight.
Yeah, whatever. that's my only gripe with the lineup is I would have liked to see Carpenter in there. But once again, I'm not going to complain when like I'm assuming that we'll win tonight. Granted, I already said the same thing yesterday, but that's kind of how I'm rolling.
Away, we might win tonight. Begins with Luis Severino and the pitching path to victory.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of need like a Sevy game. And I think King is the only guy who's probably unavailable. He didn't throw a lot of pitches, but just we still haven't seen him do back-to-backs a lot.
Right.
I think only once this year he's done back-to-back days.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, dude.
I think he's the only one unavailable.
Just King. Yeah. I mean, Cole went 7 shutout last night. I think we're looking at that for Sevy as well.
I can certainly pencil him in for 6. And then, so how do you fill from there?
It's nuts. He really is having such a good year, man.
And 15 I guess
starts, K9 over 10, obviously 3.11 ERA.
And he's gotten kind of progressively better.
Yeah, for sure.
He had some good starts early, but wasn't
full. But, lately he's looked like Sevy, man, especially against, Houston.
Against Houston. That was
vintage Sevy. Even though, I mean, he had, who did he give the 3-run shot to? Kyle Tucker, I think it was. Yeah,
good player.
But yeah, and it was still, he looked electric the whole night.
Sometimes you'll get God on a homer. He looks like Sevy.
It happens. He does.
I guess the question going into tonight is, do you get Clay Holmes back out there if there's a save spot?
100%, I'd say so, yeah. I mean, I know people jokingly said about, worried about Clay Holmes now, we can't trust him, as a joke. But, not in the slightest am I worried about him, but, you do want him to get right back in the situation, just nail down a save and just feel good about himself. I wouldn't want him, just sitting on that for a good... Even if you're not worried about, how he might bounce back,
you don't want the bad taste.
Yeah, for real. So, definitely try to get him back out there.
The more I've thought about it today, the more willing I am to just get him back out there.
Mm.
I'm gonna go get the save today. I think he's fine. He's earned that performance.
There was a couple boos last night. How do you feel about that? I think that's pretty...
I don't think it's disgraceful.
It's not disgraceful because it was a 3-run lead against the Reds, so I understand definitely being
frustrated. Be mad about it.
But I couldn't bring myself to boo Clay Holmes. There's just sometimes...
Yeah, I'm not a booer, really.
Yeah. Me neither. So at least not of the Yankees. I'll boo other players, opposing players.
I
don't think I've ever booed a Yankee before. It is kind of weird that I think about it, booing your home team. I never fully actually thought about that.
Yeah, it's not... people get too soft about it.
True. Yeah, it doesn't really mean all that much in the end.
Yeah, it's you can just not like the thing that happened. Boo.
True.
But Clay Holmes has been the best pitcher I've ever seen.
I think some people should give a little bit of slack. But
he's earned one bat. If he did the same thing again tonight, he gets out there, I'd get it. I wouldn't personally do it, but whatever.
Fair. No, BBD, you always give a respectful take that I see. I may not agree, but I see what you're saying, bro.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I think Clay gets a 9th inning today. Wandy maybe is out. Depends on the lane. Miguel Castro hasn't pitched in a little bit. Lucas Lickey hasn't pitched in a bit. Chapman hasn't pitched in a bit. 27 pitches the other day. Still don't fully trust Chapman in a spot. I don't know what the full path would be.
I'd like to imagine it's not a save situation. That's a thing. Yeah, so it's tough to actually.
I think it's just fully a blowout.
Yeah, you would hope so. And it was kind of at least in the beginning of the game, kind of felt like it would be trending that way. But yeah, I think it's a game where who would be what's our mop up situation right now? If it's a good nice save, let's say it's 7-0. That's the score for tonight. What do you think that pitching path is? Sevy for
Sears
7.
Sears hasn't pitched in a bit, so if he,
I think that's what
if
it would
just,
be then. I think Sevy for 7, Sears for 2. For 2, yeah. You could even go Sevy for 6 and then Sears for 3. Yeah.
I'd be open to that. He hasn't pitched in close to a week, maybe a full week, maybe more.
I feel like Sears is going to pitch tonight.
I could see it happening, and if it's close enough, if it's a 4-run thing, then Abreu to Lickey, get out of there.
Yeah.
Castro.
Does Abreu pass your sniff test? That's the thing I've always used to describe him last year and on how I feel about him. I know his numbers were pretty good. He doesn't, even when he pitches well, he doesn't he had that one outing. I think it was the second out of the year where he definitely looked pretty electric. But his whole career, he's never been I feel like I've always been a little lower on him than the rest of the crowd.
In general, he does, and that I think he will have a career as a solid reliever.
Yeah.
He keeps ending up in like one, two high leverage a spot for my liking.
He reminds me a lot of like...
I think in like 2 years, he's going to be a fairly trusted reliever wherever he is.
I feel like his career, like when he's been good, has been a lot like 2018 Jonathan Holder, where his numbers are really good, but you don't actually feel good about like what you're witnessing on the TV. Like that's how I've always felt about him. Like when he does well, I'm surprised. But he continued to do well last year. I think he had like that one out bad outing. But like besides that, like he's been good. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know like bad feelings about him, but I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not in a mode where it's like give him a high leverage spot.
Mm.
I think.
Home run.
Homer Draft, it's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Games in the Bronx.
It is.
If you want to go to the game, I recommend going to SeatGeek. They tell you the value you're getting on the seat. Green means good. They got the bubbles there. Tell you you're getting a good value, a little score next to it. I got an 8.9 seat when I was in D.C. I was like, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's really good. I think it was one of the higher numbers.
89%, bro.
Yeah.
That's good. That's getting your money's worth and then some.
Usually if you don't act immediately and the number's like in the nines, it's getting scooped by the time you get your credit card info.
Mm.
So an 8.9 was really good. I got one of those. I wouldn't go for the red seats. Red means bad value. And you can go to SeatGeek, get a green seat, use code PREGAME for $20 off your first order.
Good deal.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
SeatGeek.
I think I'm going to use that to, I'm trying to go my first game of the year, which is nuts. I know. Friday, I think.
Friday.
Trying. Yankee Stadium, Red Sox.
Yankees, Red Sox, a Friday night action.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. I want the vibes like right before the break. And
I think my brother's going to that game.
Might have a couple of, I'm big on the hard sodas from Bud Light recently, so might go that route and, you know, just have a good time.
I'm right there with you. Chicken bucket.
I do get ice cream at the game. I like to go, like, when I'm going places, like, whether it's the movies, a game,
you're
whatever.
Doing it.
I like to go all out a little bit. Like, I want to enjoy myself. It's not so much I need, like, a big quantity of food, but it's, like, more like the variety.
The full experience.
Like, I like to, like, I'm not going to necessarily eat a full chicken bucket that I'm getting or slurp down that 1,000-calorie milkshake, but I like to at least have it so I can have the sip. You know? Not a sip, but I like to have a wide variety of food
share
next to me.
Share with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So everybody can enjoy themselves.
So, I pulled up the wrong sheet. Catching up on the homer draft. The Yankees hit no homers last night.
I think this game was boring as hell, to be honest. Even before,
kind of a weird game because it felt like a safe lead until the end. The ninth inning was interesting.
Yeah, and I had a headache the whole time too, which is why I wasn't tweeting that much.
Ooh.
Dude, headaches during like a game is just not fun because then you're just looking at a bright screen the whole time. And it's like I'm supposed to be enjoying myself right now, but.
Yeah, every now and then I get one of those. I'm just like, I need to just kind of lie down and watch this.
Yeah, yeah. And I've taken ibuprofen like 7 days in a row, so I didn't want to do it. Yes, I was just like, I'm going
to
get through
trying
this.
Trying to wean yourself off.
Yep.
On the season, the Jake side of the board, which is where you'll be selecting, has 19 home runs. The Jimmy side of the board, which has been mostly me this year, has 13 home runs. Tonight, you have the first selection. The following players are unavailable to you: Anthony Rizzo and Josh Donaldson.
Okay. So just
yesterday selected Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Hicks. Neither of them homered. So you have the first pick.
Okay.
I cannot pick Stanton or Hicks. You cannot pick Rizzo or Donaldson.
Can I? Any chance I can combine what I'm about to say? No, I can't. I was going to combine it into my premonition, but I won't do that.
It can be, you can like allude to it.
No, this is what I'm, well, IKF is going to hit his first homer as a Yankee tonight.
Oh.
I'm doing it. IKF going deep tonight. I don't want to give exact measurements because I can't see that far. But what I do know is IKF is going deep tonight.
So you're picking
July
IKF.
13th against the Cincinnati Reds. I'm picking IKF. Is that the first time anybody ever picked him?
I think he got picked once. Early in the April 17th, Jimmy picked him. He had IKF and Trevino.
IKF is going deep today.
He went kind of a meme pick. Trevino wasn't like good yet. And that's awesome because you left Aaron Judge available to me and I'll take him.
I knew I wasn't going to pick Judge today, even though like I think he's going to go deep. It's just that I would pick him all the time and I wanted to change it up today.
That's fair.
And I saw the future with IKF, so.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Judge. And I will take Glaber. Glaber's been hitting lefties.
And then this is my...
So you're second.
Who's the two I can't pick again? Or
Rizzo or Donaldson.
And you pick Judge and Glaber.
I pick Judge and Glaber tonight.
Okay.
There's one that really sticks out to me for you.
Not Higgy, right?
Not Higgy.
I'm not picking Higgy. Okay, well, I'm not sure what one sticks out to you. I'd like to take... I can take Josh Donaldson?
Not Donaldson, not Rizzo.
Okay. So then I'm going to go DJ.
That's fine by me.
Who are you? I'm not taking, but...
Giancarlo Stanton's out there.
Well, I'm not taking that now because I missed him, so... Honestly, there's too many people I was told
from
not
a guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. That's like fraudulent as hell.
And if you switch now, then DJ.
I think I automatically kind of assumed he was taken too. But all right, listen, IKF and DJ LeMahieu are going deep today. More so in particular, IKF.
You think tonight's
the night? We should have a little side bet on that. $5?
Okay.
$5? And I'm going to give you $5 if he doesn't, which is weird odds. But
even money?
Yeah, more so I'll like buy you a coffee or something.
That works.
But actually, let's just do that. We'll go off a coffee basis. Word. We have a Dunkin' right by the office, so this is very easily to be taken care of.
We're Dunkin' guys.
Yeah, we're Dunkin' guys.
I don't know why I did. Moving on to the over-under in a second here. I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say I've been into getting shots of espresso lately.
The espresso, I've been avoiding that.
I try not to get it either, but I'm trying to quit energy drinks, so it's like, in place of that, get a shot of espresso, which I know it's not espresso, which I always say.
The over-under tonight is 9 flat.
9 flat.
9.0.
Fuck, man. I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I've got it as like a 7-1 final.
I have 7-0, remember? So, yeah.
Yeah.
7-0 in my final. The under.
Sevy's shoving. The offense will go off, but... For 7 or 8 runs.
Someone goes, Dan doesn't understand the show. He took the worst power hitter. So I probably did mess that up. But like, I'm feeling strong about IKF going deep tonight. So I'm sorry if I screwed up some mojo here.
No, you're good.
Like,
DJ.
I feel bad about picking. Yeah, for sure. I feel bad because I feel like I pick Judge every single time. I just don't know if I should be doing that.
Hey, it's allowed. And I'm happy to take him.
No, who wouldn't? So, for sure.
We landed in a good place, I think.
I think so, too.
So we're both on the under tonight. I am on kind of an over-under heater. I've gotten 2 in a row. I had the under last night.
What was that?
I had the over last pregame show. It was 8.5 yesterday, and it finished 4-3.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll take the under.
Joe's
was on the show yesterday?
Yeah, he picked Rizzo Donaldson.
Hate the Rizzo. But what was his over on? Did he go under?
He went over.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I feel like going into yesterday, I would have said the same thing. But like, it's like I don't want to like set my expectations too high.
Thank
you. But like a 7-0 win is still like a pretty nice. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of still like a blowout. Yeah.
If memory serves, Joe's had it as like Yankees up 7-0, and then like one of the back of the bullpen guys, or front of the bullpen. I never know what to do, front or backwise. One of the not main bullpen guys would give up like a 2-run shot.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, whatever.
Mm. I think about it. That is what they say. Back of the bullpen is good, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That phrasing always kind of gets me.
Yeah. And if it gets you, it most certainly gets me.
Yeah.
I like that shirt you have on today. It's like one of those unless it's blending, it's a hoodie.
It's
shirt.
A hoodie.
Yeah,
hoodie
I love that.
That's
like a Aaron Boone.
I'm big on those
deal.
Kind of shirts. Like I don't know if I don't know if they're considered dorky as far as like fashion goes, but I like them.
I think it looks pretty sick and it's like unique, but it also isn't like it's
I
not like it's like a unique where it looks
lost.
Like oh he's just trying to be different. It's just like nah, like this guy knows what he's doing.
I had it last year. It was when I got it. And I love it. It's comfortable. Nice loose fit.
Yeah.
For a hot day.
That's the best when you like lose something and you think it's just gone forever and then you find it again. That's like my
literally over the weekend I had like a shower moment where it's like, I haven't seen that shirt in ages. And yesterday morning I was like, is it in this drawer instead? And it was.
Yeah, that happened to me. I'm not sure if you recognize it or not, but I wear this like black sweatshirt that just has like the New York lettering across it.
Oh,
I'm like,
yes.
I love that. I think it's the sleekest looking thing. Like, I lost it for like, honestly, probably almost a year, and I found it, dude. Like, I almost went out to dinner to celebrate it. Love it's that sweatshirt. Here. Yeah. That's all, awesome. All I need in life.
So IKF Homer is your premo, correct? Unless you're seeing something else.
Say it again.
You're premonitioning an IKF home run.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was allowed to do that or not, but that is my premonition of the night, is that IKF is going deep. I can try to think of another one while you give me yours, maybe. Premonitions are tough.
You're good. You're good.
All right, word. Cool.
I think we're getting a Sevy Roar moment.
Word.
Against the Reds.
He likes to do it. It's just, Yankees are 12-10 in their last 22.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, it's important to win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If they kind of need to go at least like 4-1 these last five going into the break. It's going to be Sevy's last start before the break.
In reality, you really just need somebody with like a runner in scoring position. And then
runner in scoring position. Yeah. He gets a strikeout.
We're there. It was a beast. T-Rex roar. Remember when I did that, bro?
That's so cool.
That was nuts.
I like that.
Big fan of Sevy. He's a good guy. So I'm with you on that premonition, bro. I think no matter what he's dealing tonight, I think we'll probably get a roar on that.
Give me a roar.
Yeah, he had a lot of those versus Houston. Like if you go, I look back to get the images of him today, like some vintage Sevy roars, like 2018 Ooh. Stuff. Love it. So good to have him back.
Excited. Him being good is so awesome. I love Sevy.
Yeah, it's so good to be able to like you just open up MLB at bat and you see who's pitching today. It's just Luis Severino. Oh, and then you look at the stats: 5-3 with 3 ERA, and it's just like our guy's back.
Dude, like I know he had times. Before the injuries and all that, where he had, like, 2 different years where he started off so hot and...
Right, yeah.
Like, bad second halves, whatever. Like, his good really is as good as it gets. And he, like, has done it for extended stretches.
Yeah.
Like, I know kind of a full year hasn't happened of him being what we think of. Like, the numbers just don't fully line up. But, like, I love Luis Severino.
Yeah. I felt bad for him, too, yo. Like, come up... with the team 2015. Like, he's been around for a good while. And then, like, he
one
was...
one of the longest tenured Yankees.
Yeah, he probably is at this point.
I think Hicks has him. I think Hicks...
Nah, because Hicks came in... His first year was 2016, and Sevy...
That,
yeah.
Because it depends on what you consider longest
like
tenured.
Oh, like MLB... I hear you,
because he got sent down in 16.
Right. Back. So that makes sense. But
so
like, I remember...
consecutive...
I hear you, yeah. I remember... I think Sevy brought it up last year when he first came back, mentioning that he came up in 2015. I remember that got me thinking. This dude was having like back-to-back like Cy Young caliber seasons. Like in like at the time, that was a complete like resurgence of the Yankees, at least compared to what we were used to. And then all of a sudden, like he's basically just gone for like 2 years. Like that's gotta suck. And then now to be back, like
yeah, he
that's a feel-good story.
Kind of more, man. He.
I mean, what was it?
Because he 2017 and 18
really
all-star
all-star
appearances, third in Cy Young in 17, and yeah, 2019 he misses most of the year, comes back for those 3 starts, and was part of the playoff picture. So
yeah,
you kind of forget he wasn't part of that team,
right? Yeah, and he wasn't terrible in those starts. I mean, I know
he
had
was
like
good.
He was okay. I mean, I know he had like a 2.16 ERA, I think, in like 3 postseason starts or whatever it was.
In the postseason, he had like one.
He pitched the clinching game in Minnesota, I remember, yeah. And he like I think it was like
he
4
battled.
Shutty, but he battled and like he pitched against Cole in ALCS game 3, I think he was like he gave up I think like 2 runs, but wasn't like great, but he wasn't bad. He definitely
yeah
wasn't
he didn't
bad.
He gave them a chance,
yeah, for sure.
And
then 2020
yeah.
And then
2020 he was just out. 2021 he comes back, no starts, and this year he's been. Like, you don't even have to really think about him.
Yeah, and it's cool, too, because, like, we're at that point now where it's like, all right, July 13th, this is start, I think, number 16. Like, it no longer feels like the, like, kid wheels are on him as much anymore. Like,
yeah, he's been allowed to kind of unwork.
Like, he's kind of just back to being, like, Luis Severino now. Like, no more, like, I mean, like, it's what he go against his last start, I think, was, like, 7 innings or something. Like, all the starts now, I feel like, are pretty much, like, he's always capable of going, like, 7 innings, I feel like.
Yeah, he hasn't. They haven't had him go over 90 his last 2 starts, but 6 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings, 5 innings, 6 innings,
okay,
7 innings.
Okay, so maybe
innings.
I'm a little off, but still,
no,
even
still,
6 innings.
6 innings.
I feel like we're getting 7 out of Sevy tonight.
Outside, he had the one in his last 9 starts. He has one kind of bad one, 5 innings, 5 earned at Toronto.
We had 1 7 against Detroit, actually, looks like. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Outside of that, it's all been six innings, one earned, seven shut, 6.14. It's not great, but good. Seven shut, 6-1. Yeah, 6-3, 6-2, six shut last time out against Pittsburgh. He's good, man.
Yeah.
I love Seve.
Seve's a man.
Ball in Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball in Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.